VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. authorities have stopped all north and southbound traffic at the San Ysidro border point of entry between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, after migrants tried to rush the border on Sunday. More than 500 men, women, and children overwhelmed Mexican police blockades, prompting U.S. agents to fire tear gas as U.S. Border Patrol helicopters flew overhead. About 5,000 Central American migrants, many of them attempting to escape poverty and violence in their homelands, have arrived in recent days to Tijuana, just south of the western U.S. state of California, after making their way through Mexico via caravan. Earlier Sunday, President Trump implored Mexico and Central American countries to halt the stream of migrants heading to the United States, even as Mexico denied his claim that it was willing to allow U.S. asylum seekers to stay there until their cases were decided by American immigration courts. Mexico's incoming government, which assumes power next Saturday, denied that it is willing to let U.S. asylum seekers stay there pending the outcome of their cases in U.S. Courts. Several American lawmakers broke with President Trump on Sunday, disagreeing with his assessment that it was uncertain whether Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the killing of a Saudi dissident journalist. Senator Mike Lee, a Republican, also disputed Trump's equivocation on whether Mohammed was knowledgeable about the Khashoggi killing. He told NBC's Meet the Press, "I disagree with the president's assessment." This is VOA News.